Spell that.
R-A-S-P-B.
Raspberries? No, we don't have them.
Say, if you saw some berries and didn't know what kind they were, you might tell someone, you better not eat those. They might be...
poisonous.
And if a married woman didn't want to make up her own mind, she'd say, I have to ask.
Some of them refer to their husbands as Papa.
Uh-huh.
Some as Daddy.
Uh-huh.
Some by their names, Jim, George, what have you. Or some will say, my husband.
Uh-huh. What would a husband say? He'd say, I have to ask.
Wife by given name, or just wife. Or some, in a joking way, my better half.
Uh-huh. And your father and mother together are called your...
parents.
What did you call your father?
Papa when we were young, father when we grew older.
Mm-hmm. You called him father, too?
When we grew older, Papa when we were young.
Mm-hmm. What about your mother?
She was Mama when we were young and Mother when we were older.
And your father's father is your...
sometimes grandpa, usually grandfather.
Mm-hmm. What about his wife?
Grandma or grandmother.
Uh-huh. And if you had two children, you might have a son and a...
daughter.
Or a boy and a...
boy and a girl.
And something on wheels that you can put a baby in and it'll lie down.
Well, the British call those a perambulator or a pram, but we call them a baby carriage.
Uh-huh. And you'd put the baby in the carriage, and then you'd go out and...
push it.
Okay. And to get something to come toward you, you'd take hold of it and...
pull it.
Okay. And if a woman was going to have a child, you'd say that she's...
is expecting or pregnant.
Did they used to use that word pregnant when you were growing up?
I think that grew in usage past my boyhood.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't nice to say then?
I don't know why. It just wasn't in general use when I was a boy.
Mm-hmm. And if you didn't have a doctor to deliver the baby, the woman you might send for would be a...
a midwife.
And if a boy has... the same color hair and eyes that his father has and the same shaped nose, you'd say that he, what, his father?
Resembles his father, looks like his father.
Mm-hmm. What if he has the same mannerisms and behavior? You'd say that he...
has the same ways as his father.
Mm-hmm. And if a woman's looked after three children until they're grown, you'd say that she's, what, three children?
Well, most people say raised. I don't like it. I say reared.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you like raised?
What?
Why don't you like raised?
I think of raising hogs, cattle, chickens, and what have you.
Mm-hmm. And if a child was misbehaving, you might tell them, if you do that again, you're going to get a...
spanking.
What would you say to an older child?
You're going to be punished.
Okay. Did you ever hear whipping or thrashing or... canning, whipping or thrashing?
Oh, a hairbrush or a razor strop?
Uh-huh.
Or a rod of some kind, a small piece of wood.
If you were going to use that, you'd say you're going to give the child a...
whipping.
Okay. Would a spanking be with your hands then?
Spanking was generally done with a bare hand on the rear end of a very young child.
Okay. And a child that's born to a woman that's not married is called a...
bastard.
Any other names for that? More common?
Well,